everybody. What's happening? It's so good to be with you again. And it's so good to be living life with you. Thanks for taking the time out to listen. You know, that I used to think that this quote was from the Bible, but actually, I believe it's from Socrates. That he said about 2,500 years ago, he said this, "The unexamined life is not worth living." And how true that is. Sometimes I think we're grinding away at life so much that it's good to stop, take the brakes, you know, hit the brakes and reevaluate. It's like, what are we doing here? But more importantly, why are we doing it? And I'm seeing that an iteration of that in the church. If you've noticed on TikTok, if you're on TikTok or social media, there's this these people that call themselves ex-evangelicals. I guess they've left the church or left the faith for whatever reason. And to me, I'm like, yeah, you can say it's sad, but it's kind of encouraging. It's like, yeah, ask questions. I mean, I believe God is big enough to answer those questions. I mean, if you can make a bunny rabbit, I think you can handle some of the biggies. So I wanted to kind of dig into this phenomenon. And I have a friend of mine who's recently left our church, and some crazy things have been going on over there. And his name is Alink the ex-evangelical. And I just wanted to touch base. Hey, Alink, dude, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I guess it's good to hear your voice. I mean, heard the voice of a so-called Christian.
Well, I mean, I don't know what that means, but I know that I haven't seen you in a while. Some things have been going on. I know that there's something that happened to the church, or maybe a couple things, and just kind of give us your point of view and what are you going through in this part of your journey, man? I mean, it sounds like you're in a deconstruction phase with your own faith.
Well, that's an understatement, buddy. I am totally blowing it up. Blowing it up.
You're blowing it up.
Kablooey, baby. I'm tired of lying, the deception, the manipulation, the judgment. So much judgment in the church. I mean, people who judge are idiots.
Well, that seems judgmental.
Your mom's judgmental.
Hey.
No, I'm serious, man. I've got questions that aren't getting answered, man. What's the meaning of life? Why do bad things happen to good people?
That's true. Why do bad things?
Yeah, they do happen to good people. I got another question. Why don't they put a warning label on Fiber One bars that says you're never supposed to eat more than one at one sitting?
You didn't do that.
Yeah, I did. You want to talk about kablooey? I deconstructed in my pants, man. It was horrific. Right there in the Family Life Center.
That was you?
Yeah, it was me. And nobody was there to warn me. Nobody was there, hey, put that down. Bad things are going to happen down there.
It was that at the youth meeting?
Yeah, I've been a youth pastor for many years. And those kids, it's like all, it's craziness. It's just all about the enthusiasm. And they always want to push my buttons and make me go the extra, do things I don't want to do.
And you did something you didn't want to do.
Yeah. We were out late. We had been bowling. And they said, let's go to White Castle. Let's go to White Castle.
You went to White Castle like midnight.
Yeah, I did. And I said, I can't go. And they were like, go to White Castle. And they're like, they're going to recommit their lives to Christ if
you go to White Castle.
If I go to White Castle. And they made me do.
What'd they make you do?
They call it the German Marathon.
The German Marathon.
Yeah. Where they made me buy 2 13 packs of White Castle hamburgers and eat them.
You ate 2 13 packs. That's 20.
That's 26. I ate 26 White Castles at midnight. And they're like, chug it. Chug the castle. And I did.
You did. That's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, it is, my friend.
So you chugged the castles.
I chugged every one of them. And then we came back to the youth building. And it was like 3 a.m. and parents were coming picking them up, and there's a box of Fiber One bars there on the counter.
No way.
Yeah. But nobody told me that you're not supposed to eat two of them at once. Two of them at once.
And you did.
Yeah. That's what I did. And that's when the fireworks started.
Dude, that sounds terrible. But It doesn't sound like that's the church's fault.
You see, yeah, you see, it's my fault, right? Right? That's what you so-called Christians do. You always think your ways are better. You always take the moral high ground.
I do?
Yeah. You can't just once admit that the way I do things are just better than the way you do things.
So your morals are higher.
Well, okay. See, right there, you're doing it. You're doing it again. You're twisting my words, just like my descending colon was twisted when I ate those Fiber One bars. I had to go to the hospital. They put a machine in me that had to suck out.
Okay, that's way too much information. I get it. I'm just saying to you right now, it's okay to question. It's okay to have doubts. And there is abuse in the church and has been. And that's a real thing. And I admire you for wanting to put the brakes on and step away and reassess. I'm just saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, okay? Alink?
It's Alink.
Alink?
Yeah, you always said Alink. It's Alink. There's that arrogance again. Your so-called wisdom. Why would anybody throw a baby out after a bath? I mean, nobody even takes baths anymore.
Okay, whatever. But what do you find? I mean, what's one thing that you don't like about Christianity?
Well, I like Jesus. I like him. He was a good guy. He walked around. He sang songs and stuff, and he was nice to people, and had very clean feet.
Clean feet?
Yeah, people were always cleaning his feet, so. And so I have nothing, no problems with Jesus.
Well, that's good.
I just don't like people who are preachy.
You don't like people?
I don't like preachy people.
Well, that's what Jesus did. He was a preacher. That's what his job was, pretty much.
Nah, that doesn't make any sense. Name one thing he preached.
Okay, Sermon on the Mount. The most well-known sermon ever preached by anybody ever.
All right. I don't mind sermons, okay? I don't mind those. I'm just saying I don't like people telling me what to do.
That's all the Sermon on the Mount is. He's telling us what to do.
There you go again. That's the Christian thing to do. That's why I'm gone. I am. Eat my dust. You don't think I know what the Sermon on the Mount is? Sermon on top of the Mount.
Okay, let's just get to the main thing that happened that caused you to want to leave the church and leave the faith. It was the coffee incident. Can you explain what happened?
Well, you know, I love my coffee. And in the morning, I have my coffee. And don't talk to me until I've had my coffee. Don't even look at me. I'm serious. I'll scratch your eyes out. Don't even mess with me.
So, okay, so you like coffee?
Yeah, I was at church. It was about 2 months ago. The service had started, and I could hear the music going. Sometimes I like to just go in the foyer, and they have delicious coffee, and
take your time.
Okay, so I pour my coffee in, and I put in my non-dairy creamer. You know I love that. And then I put in 14 tubs of French vanilla
creamer.
Yeah, creamer also. I like that. I like it. I like a lot of cream. I don't like it black. That's just the way I like it. So I'm walking to the sanctuary, and I'm walking in, and the lady, the front door greeter lady there, who hands out the pamphlets about what's going on in church that week.
Yes, Elizabeth. I know her well.
Yeah. She said I couldn't take my coffee in. I'd have to drink it in the foyer.
Well, yeah, I know that's – Elizabeth told me about that. She said – well, she actually said that you had been asked many times that you had spilled your coffee like 3 or 4 times in the sanctuary. It was like hundreds of dollars to clean the mess that you made on the carpet.
Oh, there you go. There it is, right there. Exhibit A, take her side. Take her side. Is that the Christian thing to do? Is that the Sermon on the Mount?
Sermon on the Mount.
Sermon on top of the Mount, right? Cursed are the people who spill coffee once in a while, for they shall have to drink their coffee in the foyer like an animal.
I'm sorry, that just doesn't seem like too much to ask, man.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yep. Just real predictable. Here's the thing, dude. I am going to live by my truth. You can live by your truth, and if you don't like my truth, then I will take your truth to the judge, and he will say his truth about whether my truth is better than your truth. And that is the truth.
Let me just say this. Alink, what? Okay. This is good. This has been a good conversation. I'm glad. I want to keep these communication lines open. I think it was productive. And, dude, I'm just saying, I want to help you do what you want to do. You feel like you need to do. I want to be your friend, whether you go to church or not, whether you're a Christian or not. And I want this to work. I want to be a resource for you.
Yeah. Yeah, you Christians love that word, resource.
Okay. Yeah, we do.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. You got me. Let's do this. Let's take a few days. Let's process this conversation, and then we'll get back together. Okay. I want to keep the dialogue going because I like you, man. Okay, let me ask you this. Would you be willing to reconnect with me in, let's say, a couple of weeks?
I guess that's okay. Where do you want to meet?
Well, we could just go grab a cup of coffee.
All right, that's it. That is so predictable. You have crossed the line for the last time. I am so triggered right now. I can't even. Goodbye.
That's a link, the ex-evangelical, everybody. Children with doubts that were left unattended. So you toss away the cloak that you should have mended. Don't you know by now why the chosen few? It's harder to believe than not to. Harder to believe than not to. And this song that you're listening to right now is a song by Steve Taylor that made me kind of think of the evangelical deal. It's called It's Harder to Believe Than Not To. And go check it out. Listen to it. Read the lyrics. I don't know. It might help. I like the song. And I like it that you're here. And I hope that you like the Tim Hawkins Podcast. Shivering with doubts that were left unattended. So you toss away the cloak that you should have mended. What did it feel at the end of the day? Does it worry you to be alone? What's that? Another day, I have no dinner ideas, my love. Oh, I'm gonna probably go out to Qdoba. Oh, come on, baby, let's get some Qdoba. Oh, you know that I wanna get some Qdoba. Could it be anybody? Well, don't. If I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong.
John?
Yes, Alan?
Alongside all your singing commitments,
yes,
I'm told that you're budding into a real blooming Somerset morn. Is that
oh
right?
Oh, my. Yes.
No.
Why not?
Well, I'm not blooming.
What about this book you've written?
Oh, I've been trying to sell a few around the studio now.
Oh, you can't do that.
Can we? Yes, we can.
Yeah.
What is this?
This is a bit of the Beatles. Dave, you burped. Libby burped.
Gross. What? My burps are not gross, they're just loud. I'm not dissing your burps. I'm just saying burps in general.
Burps.
You just dissed my burp because I burped you.
Don't diss my burps.
I
know, they're amazing.
They're impressive.
You do have the best burps.
I know.
There's always one person in the family that can burp better than everyone, like combined. And you're the one.
I know.
What do you think it is? Do you think it's just
my sister used to be the one too?
You think it's just your relaxed stance in life?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's probably seven LaCroix and only potato chips.
That's fair.
Whoa.
Seven LaCroix. That's all you've eaten today?
No.
Oh, I've had those days before.
No. I used to eat like that, though. Not anymore.
Wow.
But yeah.
That's called a mono meal when you only eat one thing.
Well, because I used to think the less calories, the better. So if you get hungry, you just drink LaCroix.
Yeah.
True. Oh.
LaCroix is actually really good when you're hungry, like you're fasting.
Mm. Yeah.
It's good.
Kind of
gets things
like
going
kind of
down
a
there.
Treat. Yeah,
your body's like, it feels like I'm getting something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of it's mentally, it's like, this is a treat.
You fool your body.
Yeah.
So. And then it's like, hey, wait a second. There's no nutrients
in this.
This LaCroix is empty.
There's zero energy in this.
Nothing in there.
Yep.
Calling you out.
Yeah.
On your bunk.
Or I used to chew gum. That was
that
the trick I used when I was little. And I was a fat, your body's like, I was a fat kid. So I was like, how do I lose weight?
You weren't a fat kid.
I was chubby. I would chew gum when I would get hungry.
I would just eat bean burritos and I was hungry.
You both
I was actually fat.
That's how I got fat. Yeah.
Oh. I love bean burritos.
I did too. And every day, because mom had we had the Schwann's, man, and she'd get the frozen burritos. Every day I'd have one at home. Come home from school, fire it up.
Yep.
Put one in the mic.
Did you ever eat just like tortillas plain?
Oh, yeah. That was a snack.
Yeah.
That's my microwave.
Tin foil in the microwave.
Apparently, microwaves make men super feminine.
Ooh. Luckily, you didn't use it much.
Well.
I'm screwed.
I'm not super feminine.
Well,
when do you feel... When does your feminine side come out, Luke? I like musicals.
Oh, I love
musicals. That's not feminine, though.
Well, I mean, Disney and musicals.
That's cool.
Yeah, Disney and musicals.
Yeah, like I can listen to like
quirky
playlists of musicals and stuff.
Musicals are awesome.
I don't know if that's feminine.
All right.
No.
Well, Dad thinks it is, so.
But he likes it too, but why do you think it's feminine?
I don't know. It's just kind of a...
It's entertainment for all.
Dancing and singing and...
Not just for ladies.
Well, I mean, come on. Let's just... Be real.
Like, do you wish you could like get up there, wear some tights, and like sing and dance?
I would like that.
Why do you have to wear tights?
Yeah.
Well, they
do.
Play thing.
Like when I first saw ballet for the first time.
Yeah, but they wore it.
Get me out.
Yeah.
I can't do men in tights.
All right.
So, well, if that's where the line is drawn at, like musicals to ballet, I don't get ballets. They don't make any sense. Yeah. I don't enjoy them.
I appreciate the beauty. I get it.
I don't.
I get it. I like the athleticism.
Yeah.
But still, it's the tights.
Yeah. Luke, what way are you feminine? I feel like I can't think of any.
Can you tell me?
I mean, I like clothes.
I mean, you're emotional.
And I'm in tune with my emotions.
Are you really in tune with
them? He does. He likes fashion.
How do you know when somebody's in tune with their emotions?
Spencer likes fashion too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just express how I feel.
I guess it's not feminine.
I tell people how I feel.
Okay. That's good.
I know. A lot of dudes just keep.
I think
whatever
that takes guts,
in.
Though, to do.
It
that.
Does take guts.
If you're
I just use too many microwaves.
And you're listening to this, I promise we're not sexist.
Let's do like an experiment. We'll just buy a microwave because they're cheap,
yeah.
And we'll just like sleep with it next to our bed.
Well, we're planning on the future of only having sons.
Do not do that.
We're planning in the future only have sons. So like, our one kid will not use a microwave, and then our other one,
we will.
Yeah,
our kids will just be
for every meal.
Wait, your one kid will, one kid won't.
Yeah, one, like basically there are test subjects to see if one of them turns out feminine.
Did we already tell our baby name?
Oh, yeah.
For a boy?
Carl.
If we ever have it.
We did tell
Carl.
You. All right, good.
We just looked up baby names for Spencer and Cain.
It's Carl?
Yeah, have you ever met a lame Carl?
I like
Carl. They're all cool.
I like the name Carl.
Carl.
Carl's awesome.
We looked up names.
Well, it's funny that you say that.
Tim.
What? Well, because I had an experience with a Carl just the last few weeks, and it wasn't positive.
No.
Wait, who?
Don't tell
the story.
That's like whenever you're like, we're going
to
name our son Caleb.
Oh,
did you hear about that? Caleb, who's a serial killer?
No, I want to hear about this Carl. What happened?
You can't name him that.
Well, I can't. I don't know
That's probably more of a Travis.
I had him do, I had to get
Sean
something appraised.
No, Sean.
I had to get something appraised,
right.
And it was a nightmare. It was a complete.
What made it a nightmare?
Because
was it Carl?
He still writes. He's an older gentleman, and he still just he doesn't use a computer. He writes everything down in pen or pencil.
That sounds sick. That's dope.
No, it's
but
not dope.
But
because I'm talking to him, and he's writing down this very. You know, you're writing down a VIN number on a car, and you're like, dude, that's. Can you read that? Read your handwriting? And he's
sure enough, he could not.
And I'd call him back, and I'd call him back a few minutes later. Oh yeah, this is. Oh Tom, no, this is Tim. We just talked, and I need this by this
just
time.
Just an old guy that might be losing it. That's not
no.
Very
he's
nice.
Very smart. He's very like an engineer.
Carl
guy.
With dementia, and you're throwing him under the bus.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Well, you're probably going to
like
hate
the
our
Carl.
First born
I do like
too.
Carl. Really?
Because Carl's get older.
I mean,
one day
think about a cute little kid running around named Carl.
Carl, get over here.
Okay,
and it's a masculine name, Carl.
Carl.
I like a dog whose name is Carl. I think that's funny.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's really
don't
cute.
Don't diss your kid name, then someone will
like
their dog.
I like
and
naming
Dave.
Dogs human names.
We do
Dave
too.
Is,
well, as you know, because we have the cats and stuff.
Nancy and
we did look up names for Spencer and Keegan. Baby, and we decided to look up Dutch names since Holland's name is Holland.
Yeah.
We looked up Dutch girls,
so,
and there were some pretty cool ones.
One was a Ferdin.
One was Alita.
Alita,
which meant the land of Holland.
Can't beat Alita.
That's pretty cute.
I forget what the other ones were that we liked.
Don't dislike that.
Amalia. Instead of Amelia, it was like Amalia.
Huh. Ammonia.
I don't know. Some of them are really weird. Yeah. You can't even
pronounce
them.
This is carbon.
Carbon.
This is ammonium.
This is carbon dioxide. This is magnesium. Carbon monoxide. Gold, zinc.
So you were saying about...
Oh, I think you need to name a human something you can yell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my friend...
Carl!
I have a friend... Carl! It's easy to yell.
Yeah.
Hey, Carl!
Yeah.
But I have a friend named Clayton, and impossible.
Clayton! Clayton!
Clayton!
Nope, that's not good.
Clayton!
Yeah.
It's very weird. Clayton! It's weird.
But maybe you want a name that you can't yell very well, so you can't. Clayton. So you don't yell.
Why can't we bring back some of the classics? Butch.
Chuck.
Chuck.
I'm
George.
Is Carl
I love
not
George.
A classic?
I like Carl.
Thank you.
I don't know what he's
Carl.
Saying.
No, I'm good. Carl's what good. Name, I just had a bad experience with a Carl.
That's one time.
What name can we... It's gone. You take it out of the name registry. No one can.
We're not allowed to use. Yeah.
What?
What? Well, no. What
oh,
name?
What
would
name,
you take
name
out?
That you would be like, absolutely not. You can't use that.
Oh.
Oh.
What? Kevin.
What? Yeah. Kevin is our other one.
Sorry, I know, but sorry. Ugh.
Yeah. Anything's with an O N. Clayton, Brandon,
Brandon,
Taron.
Those are no's.
Well, actually, like one those. Of ours, our name ideas has that. So.
Wait, really?
I like those names.
Oh, yeah, that's good. You'll like that one. You'll
What's
like
your it. One name?
My
Just one,
one.
Pick one.
One that I don't like?
Yeah, that would be like, no. Did you probably know why?
That's
I
an interesting
Kevin.
Name.
This is fart, and this is poopy.
That would be bad.
This is booty, fart,
that, you know what would be funny about that? Because if you had to yell at him at a playground, poopy, poopy, fart. Fart, fart.
Well, people use that as nicknames for people, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Or we say stinky.
I know.
Well, so, it would be really scary if you're yelling out those names, but you didn't have any kids at the park. You're just yelling that out. Poopy, poopy, fart.
You're staring at a tree.
Poopy. That guy's by himself.
That guy. You start petting the air.
That guy's eating Now and Laters and just yelling out fart and poopy.
He has a
Dude,
weird
Now and Laters, what a throwback. I have not heard of that in
yeah,
so
now
long.
Did you guys
now
like them?
Those are
what
the
are they
worst
again?
Now and
Laters.
Now and or?
And.
Okay, those now, are the worst candy.
Wait a second. I think it's Now and Later.
Now or Later.
Now and Later.
I don't even know
Now or Later. I think you're right. Now
I don't,
or Later.
No,
we're
going to
name
know.
Our first
I
kid
know.
Now and Later.
Which one is it?
Well...
Now and later?
For me, it would be now and later because I'm going to eat one now and I'm going to eat one later, not or.
Right.
Because I'm hungry. I'm going to eat them if they're available.
Or eat
but you could have it now or you could have it later.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true?
That's also both.
Well, you don't have peanut butter or jelly, right?
Shouldn't everything
but
be called
case,
now or later?
It's the same. Yeah, I know. But in this case,
what'd you say?
It's the same thing. She said, shouldn't everything be called an hour later or now and later or whatever?
Because I can have it now or I can have it later.
Every food should be under that umbrella.
I think everything should be under that umbrella.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, that's a category.
Every show.
There's legumes and veggies and now and laters.
Right.
And protein.
Really, but those things were the worst. They were like hard as bricks.
Well, yes, unless you left, put them in your pocket or, you know.
That's the later
That's
part.
The later,
you
I guess.
You eat them now, they break
oh,
the tooth.
Oh, there you go.
You're like, if like, they're too hard, you're like,
we
oh, wait,
the
later.
The code.
Oh, great, great, great. We've That's what I got now, laters. I'll say the later.
What's later. The commercial?
Oh, yeah, she's...
My commercial?
Yes, yeah, for now and laters.
Oh. What? Oh, dang, too hard now. I can put it in my pocket and eat it later. What? Now and laters. Available nowhere.
Available here or there.
Available in the 1990s.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Honey, have you heard of Good and Plenty?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the worst candy ever.
Wait,
what is it? Is
that sounds
peanuts?
Like a dating site.
Good and
site.
Plenty?
Wait,
didn't it have peanuts
Okay,
in
everybody
it?
Listening right now, go get some Good and Plenties and just try to make your way through one of them and see if you
Wait.
Don't.
Is it with
die.
Peanuts?
No.
Peanuts.
Oh, then I don't know what it is.
Mom says peanuts.
Well, I kept saying
peanuts,
it.
I
he wasn't listening to me. I kept saying it over and
Does
over.
Does it have
to
peanuts?
It.
Wait a second.
I'm
I
not
think
being
that's
heard.
Are you not being heard? she's
the peanut, as I'm eating pistachios.
She's eating peanuts.
That's adorable. I love the way you say peanuts.
Wait.
I get weird.
I didn't
like
usually
inflection.
Say it.
Wait,
you weren't hearing me.
Is the worst candy? Is that the worst candy?
Oh, yeah. Because it's got a black licorice vibe to it.
Ugh.
See,
it's like you think you're going to get something like fruity and wonderful, and it's black licorice.
Mm. Yeah. This is a good... Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
Yep. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I don't like candy teeth. I think those are gross.
Yeah, wax teeth.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Well, that's I don't like banana Laffy Taffy.
You don't like Laffy Taffy?
Banana Laffy Taffy. No.
You don't like banana? Laffy Taffy. Oh,
no,
that's
fake
where we... Thank
stuff.
You, ladies
Boo.
And gentlemen.
No, like fake banana stuff.
Luke will no longer be on the show.
Whoa, hold on a second. She doesn't like it.
I don't like it.
You See? Don't?
No. Yeah,
Mom's
honey.
Just following the crowd.
That's your wife.
I've always known I don't like fake cherry stuff and fake banana stuff.
I knew that. Fake banana. You should know that.
I don't fake cherry.
Okay, wait. You get a box of popsicles that you put in your freezer.
Like
what
real.
Color are you leaving?
What do you mean?
Do you ever leave a color?
Do you leave the bananas?
Green.
You leave green?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yellow and purples will stay in there forever.
Purples are the
yellow?
Best.
Oh, I like
purple stuff. And yellow are the best.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Because your banana is yellow, right?
Yeah, banana's yellow.
That wonderful sweetness.
That
I love
those
the
last.
Green, the greens and the reds.
For me.
No.
Yeah, the
I
grape.
Do too. Oh, not the reds. I like the greens. And the yellow. Oh, not the yellows, if they're banana.
No, if I mean the mm-hmm. eating
greens
Skittles,
and the purples, I like.
I'm only eating red and purple.
I don't see.
No
I
red.
Think they're all the same. They just look different.
No.
Not in popsicle land.
Maybe in
M&M land.
M&M land.
Yeah. I don't
I'm
like
just
the reds.
Roasted here.
They have red 40 food dye.
I probably deserve it.
Yeah, we maybe. Actually went into the same, we're going to roast you guys because you have crap food when Spencer's not in town.
We said, invite
Wait,
Spencer back
in
so you guys can have snacks.
I was like, we should tell Spencer to come
there's
back.
There's chips in there, goldfish.
No.
Yeah, there is.
Okay, Luke, do you guys want to get real quick?
Yes.
Luke is a scavenger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Luke is a scab.
Okay,
Wait,
you are
so
one
are
to
you.
Talk.
I know.
Yeah.
It takes one to know him.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I am.
And I love that, and I want you to keep doing it because I think it's adorable. Yeah. But he's like, he's always in there scrounging around for
well,
something.
I
looked like 40 different times.
I'm like, maybe something showed up
well,
in
right
the last
now we
20
have to do
minutes.
This thing where we can't eat any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There's
Spencer
beans
needs to come back.
Well, when Spencer does come in town, because we want to make sure he's...
He actually bought some of the stuff.
Yeah.
But we do have goldfish in there.
We should like look in the past and see when like our Costco receipts, like when Spencer was in town.
There's definitely a correlation.
Yeah.
What was there?
Oh,
what did we have?
Oh,
it'll be a
you.
Spike
tell
in
me.
The graph,
oh,
let
yeah.
me tell you.
I don't
you guys
even
got
know.
Rice Krispie treats. You guys
oh, we
got,
still have Rice Krispie treats.
We'll
you had
get,
those peanut butter pretzel
yeah, the
things.
Peanut butter pretzels.
Yeah, Jackson
you guys
doesn't
doubled
like
down
those,
on
though.
The bangs in the fridge.
You guys had Nutella.
Yeah.
We got an extra carton of bangs.
You guys had the drink fridge fully stocked.
It was fully stocked a few
Now it's like these weird broth.
But the
cartons.
Boys, yeah, that's true.
Chicken broth.
That's true.
Libby goes in there all expectant. Oh, it's what? Chicken broth.
It's
like
so
yeah.
upsetting because it kind of looks like a protein bottle, but then you're it like, does. Yeah, it's just broth.
It's like LaCroix
I love that broth. Bone broth. Dang it. By the way,
Spencer.
Wait, it was just filled like 3 days ago, but Jackson's friends were all here and they drank all the chocolate milk and they drank all the drinks that were in there.
Mm. They will go.
Which
who
we
is it?
Don't mind.
Who is it? They ate a whole. We got like a 2 pound bag of those. The chewy. The salt. They taste real sour. Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
Was it Will?
Oh, Will. No,
one of
no,
his friends like knocked off a 2 pound bag of Sour Patch Kids.
He would eat the fruit snacks.
Fruit snacks.
By the buttload.
Oh, Levi's friend?
Will.
The buttload.
I mean, he'd eat a lot at one, like, I'm going to say like almost 15. We told his
parents. Well, when we were at the beach house, the boys ate a full, like, mega size 100 packets.
Dude, Spencer. Spencer ate.
Of what?
I'm not kidding you.
Fruit snacks.
Spencer probably ate 37 packages of fruit snacks in a day.
In a day.
Yeah, and like he was complaining because he didn't have a headache. Or no, because he had a headache. He had not drinking water for 2 days straight. And he, the last day we were there, he probably, I saw him consume probably 15 glasses of water. And he did not urinate.
Yeah.
For an entire day.
Oh my gosh.
Because you know, I was complaining about having a headache.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He didn't have any liquids, only fruit snacks.
I walked downstairs the next morning and there was just like fruit snacks on every surface. I was like, what happened?
Oh, my gosh.
We also had a fruit snack war.
Oh, that makes sense.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, and then if you say, hey, did you have a lot of sugar? He goes, you think that's for everything. If I said I had a broken leg or a broken arm, you say, did I have too much sugar? Like, well, that would cause your bones to be more brittle, so you're probably right.
You think I grew everything?
That's how, Mom, I got that's how he talks.
I got in a car accident.
That's how his voice sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
What were you eating when you got in that car accident?
Yeah, come on.
That car, my dog made you just dizzy, died.
And that's why you got in the car wreck. Because sugar makes you dizzy.
Yeah, I'm sure you
dizzy.
Left sugar on the house and your dog ate it and it died.
That's true. That happens.
Oh, I did something today that, okay, I knew when it happened, I should have corrected, but have you ever heard of Lit?
It's Lit?
It's What's called it? Lit. It's a pre-workout, yeah. And it's got a ton of caffeine in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the scoop, we lost the scoop, wasn't in the thing, and I was making a smoothie, and I put some Lit in it.
Oh, you didn't put it in mine, did
and
you?
I just poured, no, and I just poured a little bit in it, and it actually dumped a bunch out, and I couldn't tell how much it was, and it was like twice the normal. No. It was like 800 grams of caffeine.
Milligrams.
I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
I mean, my skin was tingling. It was like.
Yep. That's did I tell you my pre-workout story?
No.
So I started taking it a few months ago, but I was doing like boxing classes after I would take it. So I would get it all out and I was fine. Then I started taking it because I started like lifting weights and stuff. And the one day I took it at like 4 o'clock, I was like, I couldn't breathe. And then I think we came here.
Yeah.
We were on our way here and I just started crying because it was during Afghanistan and everything. So I just thought I was just like really like having a really hard time like processing Afghanistan. And like I was sobbing and praying and like all this stuff. I'm like, what is happening? Like, why am I feeling this way? I'm like, is there just a burden? I just need to like pray through it. Like, what's going on? So anyways, I come to your house. I'm sobbing like. Spencer hugs me. I'm like, it's like this whole like dramatic thing. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just really like feeling like sensitive, blah, blah, blah. Then the next day I did the same thing, took the pre-workout, but only lifted weights. And then at the same time, I was feeling the exact same way. And it was like this heavy pressure on my chest. And I was like, I think I'm going to die. I'm like, what is going on with me? And then I was like, oh my gosh. It's the pre-workout. Like, it's totally just getting me anxious. It's like, it was terrible. It was awful.
She was laying in bed and like could not sleep. She was just like,
yeah.
Yeah. Exciting.
And then she like at 1 a.m. went to the living room and did a dance workout for like 35 minutes.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Did you sweat it out?
I just had to dance.
Did that help? You had to dance?
Yeah.
Do you have problems when you have caffeine?
Yeah.
Like when you have caffeine?
Yeah, I can't do. Like, actually, no, caffeine isn't that bad. I just don't.
Noon.
Well,
I can't have it on an empty stomach or I'll get shaky.
That too.
Pre-workout's like.
What's in it?
It's straight a lot of caffeine.
Yeah.
But like a cup of coffee is like 70 milligrams. A Bang's like 200 milligrams.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And
you
then
guys are drinking that?
And then like the Lit stuff is like, it's intense.
Yeah. You can't do a whole scoop. You have to do a half scoop. Yeah. I did basically two scoops.
But
I think,
it's meant for a good purpose. Like if you're doing it, you should be probably doing a lot of cardio or like something that is bringing your heart rate up really high. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I heard that Rice Krispie treats are good before workouts.
I have also heard that.
That they make you feel explosive.
Well, mm-hmm. Good.
Chocolate milk's good after. So what are we doing here?
Yeah. I just like to skip the workout and go Rice Krispie treats in the chocolate milk.
Do
Lit,
chocolate milk,
Rice Krispie treat.
I eat a Rice Krispie treat. I go. I do the sauna at the gym. I come home. Then I
feel
drink
great. I feel great.
And then what did Libby say? Chew gum and drink sparkling water.
Your whole LaCroix's. Calories LaCroix. Are just Rice Krispie treats and chocolate
and
milk.
Chips. So that sounds like a great
it's a good,
daily
well
diet.
Well balanced carbs.
No wonder people are.
Okay,
marking.
Heather just said a word that we took out and she's been reprimanded for it.
Ostracized.
It wasn't a dirty word, it was just not an appropriate word.
Right.
It was not a kind word.
Well, I mean.
Let me rephrase.
I mean, I try to work on and nurture you and. Sometimes your heart is not where it needs to be. You've worked really hard though.
Thanks.
Our house, our Airbnb is coming around really nicely, by the way.
Yeah.
Kicking it.
Libby, the dining room looks nice. We have one room down.
Yay.
And a few to go. We have renters coming November and December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're taking over. You can stop clapping. Thank you.
Who's renting it?
Good night.
Trish and Aaron
Trumps.
Lou.
No. Who?
The Trumps.
The Trumps.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
it's all
Donnie.
Golden.
What they're used
no,
to.
Trisha no, Trisha and Aaron Lou with
Carl
their
Trump.
Five children.
What?
Jeremiah, Nehemiah.
Who are these
You
humans?
Met them at Thrive. They were.
That's what you can name your kid after.
Nehemiah's at Five,
Thrive,
baby.
You can name after kids after the greater prophets. Is it the greater and lesser prophets?
Yeah.
What are the greater prophets?
Isaiah,
Nehemiah,
Zechariah.
Zechariah.
And then there's like Maybe Hosea. But then there's like, what, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, yeah. Jonah, Micah.
But did you watch John yeah. Chris' thing on that? Is Gen X has tried to name their babies Bible names and they go, okay, hear me out. Take it a step further. David Stone. I love it. And then
name
it's like
Stone instead
Easter.
Of David.
I mean, Esther, Queen. It's funny because they're saying like, don't name it the name. Take it a step further.
Oh, right. Instead of naming it David, name it.
Well, what
it.
The video Stone. Was, the yeah. video was Gen Zer Christians naming their children.
There you go. No.
And then it's them, instead of like taking a name directly out of the Bible, they're like trying to go deeper. Like, let's name it Bethel. Mm-hmm. Or like, let's name it Stone.
Yeah.
Like
dude, David, I'm yeah. seeing a lot of this ex-evangelical stuff on TikTok. Have you seen this? Like what people
ex-evangelical?
Who are there people who just left the faith or are there people who are deconstructing
yeah.
their
yeah,
faith?
Yeah, deconstruction. Yeah, like,
I think it's probably. People who just want to drink and cuss, really. Yeah. No, it's like, right?
You can still love Jesus. It's
yeah.
all good.
You're yeah.
honest. But
yeah.
it's probably.
And I've noticed the guy, I mean, I'll go ahead and go further up. On that. I've noticed the guys that are ex-evangelicals, they're usually a little chunky.
Do you think they spend a little too much time by a microwave?
Yeah, maybe they have a beer gut. I don't know. Who knows?
But that's like a whole thing now. That's a whole subculture.
Well, that whole, like, Gunger.
Yeah, it's the whole.
No, Gunger.
Oh, yeah.
Those
yeah.
guys.
Yeah. Mm. We have a few friends in that.
It's kind of sad.
It is sad.
Oh, that is sad.
It's pretty hopeless.
It does seem hopeless for the friends, or do you think it's a phase?
Oh. Praying it's a phase.
Okay.
I think good. It is just hopefully a phase. But they're right along. They're that age group, mm-hmm. you know, when all that was happening. So
you think that's just it's because
I think they never really had a relationship with God. I think they really just like were
had
in
a cursory
church.
One.
Do you think it was like serving. A what do they call it? Where you, it's I do this for you, you do this for me kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
what do you call it? A transactional relationship.
Like if I do,
I've loved you so much, but then these bad things happen to me, or this bad thing, so I don't.
I think,
well, their perception is off.
I think
yeah.
there are some things that they cannot reconcile in the Bible.
Yeah,
some mm-hmm. of the things in the Old Testament, maybe, and then they can't necessarily believe or attribute that to being like a good God, and so then they take that mindset and try and intellectualize the entire Bible.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. One more. Okay. Restate that. You're saying because
basically
I wanna break this down a little
like
bit.
How could God do that? Like they want to.
I just think
out.
There's some tough things like Genesis 6, like Noah, the flood. Like that's pretty mm-hmm. intense.
Yeah.
But then you continue that line of thinking, how could God do this if he's good? And then there's just different things you have to, they just try and overthink it mm-hmm. when sometimes God's, like there's a verse like God's ways are higher than my ways. And then like they just go down that path and then they try and make sense and intellectualize and overthink like everything in the Bible.
Yes, yes. Every nook and cranny has to be accounted for and yes. answered to. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And, yeah. and I was going, I had a little
all or nothing.
Life, yes, where I had to go down that road. Mm-hmm. But then I had to take a step back and realize, no, I know that God's good based on the things in my life. And I just have to like believe him. It's like faith is like the assurance of things hoped for and like what is not seen.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
And so,
but even because you have a relationship with Christ, that's the thing about it.
Yeah.
You're like, I love him. And it is because he first loved me. Let's yeah. be honest. Mm-hmm. But I don't do this to Olivia, expect her to explain every reason why she does everything she does.
Well,
do I?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Oh my gosh. I do not. Not following around asking her. Why did you just burp that loud?
I can. I can do that, honey, for you. I could do some covert Livy spy action.
Sure.
Yeah, right. I...
And what do I, you know, what does it matter then?
Right. I think it's, to me, it's maybe a little bit that when the Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, I think it's like they lost spiritual knowledge and wisdom and they mm-hmm. went after worldly good and evil
yeah. mm-hmm.
and it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll never understand mm-hmm. why some things are the way they are.
Yeah.
And well, something too, like
why they happen.
Realizing, cause I've been kind of going through the Old Testament and this is, I guess, kind of deep, but I'm like, death isn't actually the worst thing.
No,
I don't know. Like, I think it's interesting because we're like, how could God be good when this happens? And then it's like, I read in the Bible today, it said, this is kind of harsh, but it was like, it's sometimes better for like you to be a stillborn baby than for you to be like someone driven by like greed or someone driven by money.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think when like our minds are not big enough to even understand anything really, like all my mind is capable of thinking is knowing that there is a beginning and that there is an end to most things. And that, like, because I used to think about who's God's mom? But then I realized I was like, my brain isn't even able to think outside of the fact that, like, someone is, like, without a mom or a dad, because that's how I was created. And so it's like that with everything. My mind isn't even close to, like, my mind isn't even a drop in the ocean of, like, what is actually going on.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I think people think that they are able to achieve God.
Yeah, we've talked about this too.
They're able to achieve full knowledge of everything when it's like we're not, and we're not supposed to.
Kind
of
arrogant.
And honestly, like,
we know in part.
Like, what is it? Innocence. No, is bliss, whatever.
Ignorance
is bliss.
Yeah.
Like, it really is.
If we the less I know, the better.
Well, yeah, well, I want to have childlike faith. Like, we've talked about this before, too, Tim and I, like, how arrogant is it to intellectualize God and to think that at the end of this, I can
We're judging him for what he's done, But he doesn't,
it just seems hilarious.
He doesn't live up to my morals.
It even says in Corinthians, like, it's like Christ is foolishness to those who don't believe.
Right.
It does seem foolish.
Right.
And I think the key thing is that a lot of these people's parents may have gotten saved in their, like, teens and 20s. So they got saved out of something. And then these kids might have been born into Christianity.
Right.
And so, like, the parents maybe were more strict of, like, hey, they saved me out of alcohol. He saved me out of my party phase, whatever. And these kids, like, and I had this, like, experience too, where I never got saved out of something. I was just, like, always knew who Jesus was. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? But when I realized who, like, I could have a relationship with him and he was actually real and he, like, changed me, that's when it was different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just an idea. Like, he's a person.
Right.
Bigot. Bigot. Bigot.
It's like ribbit.
Bigot. 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 Bigot.
Every morning bigot. You just, like, go into outside our room window. Bigot. Bigot.
Wake up call.
Not again. Those dang bigots.
Did that frog call me a bigot? Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the birds. Racist. Racist. Bigot. Bigot. Racist.
You're like, no.
Oh, what? My gosh. That sounds like hell.
Yeah.
All that.
Well, that's it. I heard somebody say, like, the Gen Z attitude is it
sorry,
Gen Z?
God.
It's all about taking over the world. We're going to take over the world. We're just going to, you know. I think that's
poor God.
We're gonna
poor God.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor God.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, that's kind of the big deal. Evangelical.
I never, I didn't know that.
Kind of sad, but there's nothing new under the sun, really.
Yeah.
And I get it. And I understand why people have questions and it gets really uncomfortable, but it's like Jesus never, he says they're going to hate you.
Yeah.
He was pretty much up front.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody's going to hate you.
Yeah.
No, I know what he really meant. I really, if we change this and that, it's going to make sense.
Yeah.
People are going to love you. Nope. Sorry.
Yep.
So true. I think that's part of it. I think part of it is people cannot stand being hated.
Mm. Yeah.
Or being mean. Being mean. You know, that's the unforgivable sin is being mean.
Yeah. Right.
Or being seen as being
mean. But being mean is not a sin.
Right.
That's right. No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's also like, what is being mean? Like, if you're telling someone mean the truth, it can kind of seem like it's mean, but it's actually not.
Yeah.
But, like, even Paul, like, he was able to explain the gospel in such a, like, powerful way. And the official people still were, like, so
they were offended.
Mad the Pharisees, at him.
Yeah.
They were
so
offended.
It's like, I mean, even if you mess up your words, like, or get your words perfectly, doesn't mean that you're
gonna because
be,
basically at the end of the day,
like,
the gospel's so offensive. Because. Mm-hmm. You're not the God of your own life anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, and I think it says, you know, you don't, what is it? He who will gain his life must lose it.
Yeah.
The sooner you can lose your life, the better.
Yeah.
The sooner you can kill that ego.
Yeah.
The better. The sooner you can realize, yeah, it's not, you don't climb the mountain to be seen, but to see the better, you know?
I was listening to an interview today on the Project Veritas guy who, you know, has whistleblowers and tells what the real truth is. He actually does investigative reporting. And so when he tells these truths, which are not his opinions, they're actually the recording.
They'll just show the people what they say.
Or the paper of what is said. People hate him.
Yeah.
And at first he was young. He was 19, 20. That used to freak him out. Now he's, you know, in his 30s. And he's like, I'm like, you know, right away after a few years, had to get to the place like, it does not matter what anyone thinks of me. Mm. I'm still going to speak what's true.
Yeah, that's hard.
Because I don't live by what they're going to say.
Easier said than done.
Yeah. Mm. But he's doing everything. When they introduce him, they're like, here's the only guy in America right now with two spines. It's just because he has the guts to do what he does.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dax Shepard. I'm joined by Minister Mouse, Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show we want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love life project,
love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
This podcast is sponsored by Faithful Counseling. Now, is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? Well, Faithful Counseling will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Faithful Counseling is a solution for people seeking traditional mental health counseling who would prefer hearing from the perspective of a Christian. If you're seeking a mental health professional who's a practicing Christian, Faithful Counseling may be a great option for you. It's professional counseling done securely online. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. That's cool. Faithful Counseling wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit faithfulcounseling.com/Tim Hawkins and join over the 500,000 people, wow, taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Now, there's a special offer for the Tim Hawkins podcast listeners. You get 10% off your first month at faithfulcounseling.com/Tim Hawkins. And a big thanks to Faithful Counseling for sponsoring this episode. You guys ever see a bumper sticker that just kind of...
Yes, always.
Yeah.
I saw one just driving up here, driving over here today. It just said, stay human.
Sure.
And I kind of like that because I feel like I can do that.
Like, what are you? It's an achievable bumper sticker.
I'd be like, okay, I got that one nailed.
Yeah, that's a big thing now. Everything is like, speak human. Or they'll be like, human, stay human. Like,
you got this.
Like, water is life.
What else are you are supposed enough. To do? I don't talk monkey. I mean, I don't, whatever.
What does that even mean? Does that mean stay?
I don't know.
Just stay human.
Just keep doing what you do.
Just do what you want to.
Just
be you. Maybe they think everybody's being animals, so it's just like a friendly reminder to.
Yeah,
I don't think.
Yeah, just
going off of this, Demi Lovato, who is my icon.
I always get her mixed up with Selena Gomez.
It's yeah.
Where's the Christian?
Selena.
Okay, thank you.
So Demi Lovato this week has said that it's now offensive to call aliens aliens. You now have to call them.
What are we calling aliens?
Interterrestrials. Oh.
Okay. Yes, because she has had encounters.
So you see an alien,
the boss.
Do not call them that. That's offensive. Call them interterrestrials.
Mm-hmm. Right.
FYI.
Yeah,
right.
Just so you know.
That's what I love about it. It's like people, like,
see,
you know,
arbitrary. Who cares what she says?
You know, ex-evangelicals, all these folks are talking. Really, they're just like, they don't like the judgment. They don't like the, they don't like judgmental people. And that's what they do. They're just a total judgmental, intolerant system.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Right there.
How exactly. It's like you don't live up to, you take them, you know, the moral high ground. It's like
aliens.
Yeah. What if I,
well, cause it's like, if you want to do that, like by all means, go for it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. If you want to be a vegan or a vegetarian
or
whatever,
human,
that's totally fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, don't make me feel bad for not doing what you
do. If you want to be a vegan and sleep 20 hours a day, that's fine. Yes. That is fine.
Look gray.
And which would be great.
Look like a shriveled up potato.
I feel like a lot of vegans look gray.
What you
got to
do.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know any
stay
vegans.
Human, everybody.
Just on TV.
I was thinking of other bumper stickers that kind of, you know, you probably, you see them, you probably realize you may not like that person who's driving.
I know.
Like,
You like, mind Alec who? The one that the has person a bumper
driving.
Sticker?
Oh. We probably wouldn't get along. The coexist.
Oh, maybe so.
But I think the coexist bumper sticker was more mainstream. I think people just got it because cool. It was
cool.
Cool. And it does
I don't
cool.
like the ones that have like,
I'm not important, but
Calvin and Hobbes like peeing.
Oh, yeah.
That's so sad. Or like,
those like,
I know.
Like, I think he quit. I think the guy who invented it, created it, quit.
And,
real,
and he said because of stuff of that. Like that. He literally said he because control. Of that.
I know.
He's like, I'm so
Dave
tired.
Dave Watterson.
Of it.
Yeah.
The guy that created
yeah,
it.
Yeah, peeing on Ford. You're driving a Chevy, peeing on Ford. Yeah.
Well, they have peeing on a cross.
Yeah, you got me.
The foot of the cross.
Well, then that's they had him kneeling at the cross. That's what he got mad at?
No, he didn't like any of it. But
I don't
were,
care if he's peeing
he
on
peeing.
Something. He kneels in front of a cross.
He did. That's what the sticker is. A lot yeah. of them.
I mean,
others,
and I so. Get it, but I don't like that one either.
Mm. No,
I don't know. I don't like the family one.
Maybe oh, the family stickers bad. With the
oh yeah.
And then you add like themes.
And you're announcing what kids are in there.
I saw one that was like dinosaurs. Around. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Too far.
We got the fish, like the Darwin fish. I always thought that was funny.
Yeah.
It's gobbling up.
I think most bumper stickers are not very tasteful.
I don't get them.
Yeah.
Well, when there's a lot of them on a car, I don't know. I kind of feel like I know who they vote for.
I feel like.
Right. Right. It's like
even
the
if
stickers are
say,
holding the car together.
Yeah. Even if it doesn't say.
Yeah, why do we put stickers on stuff? Like our laptop and stuff?
It's to personalize.
I know, but it's like...
I have two pretty ones in my...
It's weird. Rest. It's like cars
you
and laptops.
You know what's interesting, actually?
Yeah, if you're... That's good if you're like under 11, you know? That's when you can put stickers on stuff.
Yeah.
After
a
that,
car, yeah.
I have just, some on my computer,
let's,
though.
Let's chill on
I think well, the okay. Apple sticker's funny. Like, what do you put that on your Apple computer? It's like they already have one.
And they give you a sticker. And it's still kind of... Here, let me put it this
I've
way.
I've seen that on
put
cars. This
I think it's cool when you get a sticker. Like when you get an Apple computer and they give you the sticker. I think, oh, cool. I'm not going to stick it on anything.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad
but
they gave
like
me
it's like an
sticker.
Extra thing that you got for like the $1,200 thing
yes,
that you got.
I feel like...
Yeah, you're yeah, well, like, oh my gosh, out- it's not just a computer. It's two stickers,
they took out the headphones and charger. but they gave me a sticker,
but they gave
so
me a sticker,
fine.
So it's all right.
Yeah,
well, okay, actually, what's interesting. I think that it... Yeah, it personalizes things, but it's weird actually because even like putting a photo of like me and you or like you or whatever on my phone like personalizes my phone. So it's like more like a part of me. And I was like, I had a background that was like just mountains or whatever. And I was like, this is actually kind of interesting because I feel like less attached to my phone. Is that weird? Maybe I'm just
wait,
a weird
explain,
four
you,
or whatever.
Well, that's why.
Why?
It wasn't my...
Because it wasn't like personalized. Like I didn't put like... A work of art. Like I usually I'll have like a work of art that I've done, or I'll have like a picture of like Holland or something like that.
Right?
And then it makes me like
photo,
feel
yeah.
attached to this phone. Yeah. But then I had it as like one of the generic Apple backgrounds that I don't care about. And I literally like didn't have this weird like connection to my phone.
Well, that's
does that make
I,
sense?
That's what
it
I
totally
do.
Does.
That's what I do in our house. Like all of our photos are just stock images.
Yeah.
Around the house.
Yeah,
so I don't
want to
be attached
to my house.
To any earthly things.
Right.
So
that's how it is at the beach house. And then people stick pictures of themselves.
That's actually so after funny.
The, we had
I
that.
Love. I
okay.
Think that's
so
what I'm saying. It's funny.
We had to do the audience know.
I didn't put our pictures.
Tell the audience what they did.
Well, we, the people that lived there before left frames that are
at our beach house in Alabama.
Yeah. That are for photographs. And I just haven't filled them with anything yet. And so when people stay there, they have like gone fishing or been at the beach and they put some actually pretty good, really good pictures. Mm-hmm. In my frames, like of them.
Yes, of themselves.
Yeah.
They're just renting the place and they put their own photos
yeah,
in the
funny.
Frames that were there, which I, it
that's
is kind
so
of funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
And I think we'll probably leave it like that because it's,
I think it took some out because I wanted there to be variety, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you seen those like videos of like one of the kids in a family will like print out a picture of Danny DeVito, like a bunch of them and like put them on each person's head and see how long their mom like takes to realize that it's Danny DeVito and not their actual family.
Oh, funny.
I did that at school. Cute. I printed out like 150 little pictures of Nicolas Cage and I stuck them all over the campus. And then we had like this picture thing. It like had all of our pictures on it.
Yeah.
And so I just like taped his like I did like the exact same size and then like would tape it over everybody's.
Is this at Cape
and
Ray?
And no one knew who it was.
Yeah.
Wait, no who knew who
it was. Wait, was this at Cape and Ray?
No, no one knew who did it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
And then I got deported. So then I was.
So was it
ever find
in England,
out.
Yeah.
We're going to kidnap the president of the United States.
Is that Nicolas Cage?
Well, that's as close as I can get.
Sounds like Alex Jones, kind of.
Yeah, well, the same person.
You know, he won an Academy Award.
Who did?
Nicolas Cage.
He did?
Yes.
For what movie?
Some movie in the 90s.
Moonstruck?
Maybe.
I think so.
He played a drunk character.
Well, he was.
Oh, that's like Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember when he did.
Do you think that Nicolas Cage is the Nickelback of acting?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
They look the same.
Good analogy.
I think Nickelback.
Okay, and what you're saying is that it's a band that people pretend to hate, but they really like them.
Yes.
Yes.
And Nicolas Cage, I would say yes. It's like. It's cool to make fun of him, but I love most of his movies.
And Guy Fieri is the Food Network version.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spitting facts over here.
That is interesting. Yeah. You're like, you make fun of Guy, but you're like,
yeah, it's like Luke.
You're a huge fan.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone makes fun of him, but everyone loves him deep down.
That's
I think up around too.
So we can just say that he got looped. You know,
yeah,
when you say that dude got looped.
Yeah, he totally got looped.
He got
looped up.
I don't know if I...
What?
So like, it's
you don't like that?
Let's shut that down.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Shut it, baby.
Not a good mug.
Yeah, but what was a bumper sticker? The one bumper sticker that's... well, first off, it's the 26.2. Like the runners.
But I have a new one.
And Heather's got a new one that I think is great. Because you said that if you run 10 minutes a day, every day for a year, you run how many marathons?
13 marathons.
13 marathons. So we're going to do a new sticker that says...
An equation.
That equation says 10 times... Wait.
I forgot the equation. Wait,
so it's 10 times how many...
365.
No, it's like 10...
10
no,
times 365 divided by 26.2.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
10 times 365 divided by 26.2.
Divided by 26.
Yeah, we're just going to put that on there somehow.
Yeah.
It's going to make no sense.
I like 0.0s. I would talk to them. Like the,
oh, yeah. 0.0.
You probably get along with those people.
Yeah.
So they're just saying they don't run?
Yeah.
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 But I think it's funny because it's like, why all these announcements for everything? I mean, like with Facebook, here's what I ate.
My kid is in the A-plus program.
Yeah.
I'm proud of my Eagle Scout.
Yeah. Here's how many kids are in my car. This is how far I run.
Notice me. Just have a sticker that says, notice me.
You know what
I'm better than you.
The ones I actually like are like the veteran ones.
Well, yeah.
Because you'll pull up and you'll just see a cute little man and you're just like,
those are
he served for me.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an amazing thing.
Do you give him like a salute?
I'll just give him a nod.
It's like, thanks, Gerald.
Yeah.
Because his name's probably Gerald.
Right? Also, do you ever like get cut off by someone in the car and then you're passing them and then you're just like force yourself not to look at them so that you don't pass your judgment onto a face? Does that make sense?
Do you have that fear that they're going to look at you and like stare you down? And
oh, yeah.
No,
like you look around at them
they
like.
They did the cutting off.
I would be the one who'd be doing the staring down.
She's the stare.
That's why I don't make, that's why I make myself not look.
What are you going to do?
I definitely do.
What if it's a crazy person?
I just don't want to have negative thoughts towards that person. Yeah.
Well, they don't even know anything. They cut her off.
Yeah.
She's going to make no judgment. So.
Yeah.
They're crazy. We'll
I'm
just
like
be
you,
to themselves.
Dad.
In what way?
Just the way that you're judgy. Judging me right now.
I'm not. Hey, do we have an update on Violet? How's she doing?
I talked to Jennifer today. And she's doing great.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's on a little ventilator now. It doesn't take up her whole face.
So doing well. That's awesome. What was it? Somebody said you sent an email or a message.
Yeah, someone just sent me a message saying if they had a GoFundMe. I don't think they do.
Okay. I sent that to Jen. She said.
Because if that's something they want to do, we can totally
that's
support
very
it.
Sweet.
Yes. She
and
said they'll
be awesome.
She'll get with them and get back with us.
Mm.
Okay. So Violet is doing well.
Yes.
That's so awesome.
Like exceptionally well. Mm. Like the doctor's like, she's doing better than we could imagine.
Wow.
Yeah. Because they had to be separated for a while because of restrictive.
Polly's sister had COVID.
Okay.
And then you definitely don't want the baby to get any trace of that.
Mm. Right.
But they have tested negative. After a few days, so they don't have to stay away from her as long as they thought they would.
Good.
I think they were like 10 days. Now it's 5 days.
Wow.
Right. I think we should start a now and later campaign for Libby. Just
for me.
Just if we can collect now and laters.
Now yeah. Laters.
Now our laters.
Okay.
Are they, yeah. Is it or and? You still,
if you send them in, I will eat them all.
I will film it.
But you owe me $1,000.
If you ate them all?
Yeah.
But how many are there?
I will eat them all for $1,000.
See this guy?
How many? This guy's wait, how many? Friday. There has to be like a
doesn't matter. However many
that gets sent in.
Yeah. I don't think you have even an address though to send them in though, Dad. So it's not possible.
I think I actually do, but I'll have to.
Are they even like, are they even being manufactured anymore?
Yeah. Are you even able to get them now?
It's probably like one place in Wisconsin, like this, like this little factory.
Is it like cheese curds?
One guy making all the now and laters.
Yeah. It's the size of this room.
Yeah. Every day gets up.
They're just called
time to make the now and laters.
They're just called laters now because no one eats them. No, that's not funny.
Yeah, it says fine. Now and later candy.
That's fine. I guess it wasn't funny. It's totally cool.
It was really good.
No, it was stupid. I get it.
I liked it. It was funny.
No.
Yes. It was funny.
Spencer said last week's show was one of his favorites.
Oh,
and
really?
Of course, I don't know.
I forgot.
Well, I don't remember.
And it was just jam-packed full.
So it is and.
He said.
Now and later.
He said that. It was just, we're more relaxed and they like it when you make fun of me when I tell a joke that bombs.
Okay, good. Because jokes bomb.
I can't even remember what it was about.
All of them?
Dad. Olivia.
Say a joke.
Yep. Bomb.
Are you hurting?
But here.
I see the hurt in your eyes.
He was telling Grammy a lot of jokes while we were walking through the park.
Okay.
Once he cannot repeat.
There was a frog that goes into the bank.
Dad's inappropriate jokes are my favorite.
And
they were just bad.
Frog goes into the bank
and
he hops up to the
this is a long one.
Desk, sits up on the chair. Hey, can I help you? And he's like, yeah, I need a loan. And she says, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't ask your name. He goes, my name's Kermit. She goes, oh, you're Kermit the Frog? No, I was just named after Kermit. My parents really liked him, so I was named after him. And your name is I'm Miss Whack, Patricia Whack. So it was nice to meet you, Patricia Whack. Yeah, I'd like a loan. She's like, okay. Well, do you? I guess we need some collateral. Do you have like any like a bank account or any money? And he's like, not really. But I do have this. So he pulls out this little trinket out of his little froggy pants and holds up his little plastic elephant, just little plastic elephant, little trinket. He goes, I have this. And she's like, okay, I don't really know what to do with this. And he said, well, that's what I have. And I'd really like a loan. So she's like, okay, well, let me go talk to my manager. So she goes, Patricia goes back to her manager and she's like, God, this frog came in and I don't really know. He just gave me this little elephant. And the manager's like, oh, that's a knick-knack, paddywhack. Give the frog a loan.
That's the big crescendo.
It's a knick-knack, paddywhack. Give the frog a loan.
Grammy loved it.
I messed up.
You did?
I messed up. Well, I kind of bumbled up.
Your execution was not very good. It wasn't like at the park, but I mean, it was different. than at the park.
Yeah.
Get roasted.
It's a knick-knack, paddywhack. Knick-knack, give the frog alone.
Paddywhack, give the frog alone.
How do you feel, Liv?
She loved
what do you
it.
Think?
She's laughing, but she pushed her mic away.
Are you just not laughing because that's your joke, or are you really laughing inside?
I think I'm just like so disappointed to like see how downhill you've gone.
She's scared.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
I'm just sad inside, I think.
Really? Oh my god.
Well, here's a funny you want to hear a funny TikTok video?
Is it gonna be funny?
Tim and Eric. I hope. Let's see.
I don't know if I trust. I thought it was funny.
There's a beautiful anagram that I use to discuss the universe with my students. Universe, understandment, NASA, invisibility, vector, electricity, rings, and end. This is the end of the anagram. So the universe spells it out. It's easy to remember the word universe if you remember those seven words. There are hundreds of stars in the sky, and all you have to do is look with your eyes. And I tell my students that you can, if you could count the stars in your hand, you're just getting started counting how many stars there are.
good way to remember the solar system, I teach my children this, is use a steeple configuration with your fingers, and you just simply rattle them off one by one. Earth, Mars, Venus, Saturn. Mars, Venus, planet. Mars, Venus, Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn. And then there's Rectus 9 and Trash Can Man is a good planet. Then there are all these beautiful new planets that have just been discovered outside, within our sun. For example, the Tripod. And there's a very small planet, can't be seen. Wet planet. There's a planet made up of a wheel or a tire, and we have no evidence that these planets exist, but the data shows, our tortograph shows that we can, that they do exist, because the probability is they do, not that they don't. There's a beautiful anagram.
Oh my gosh, it's about how people talk.
I love that. You know what my favorite is? The data shows. The data shows. That's how you win any argument
my
now.
Students.
Well, the data shows.
That's what they say about
hey, if you have, if you can count how many stars are in your hand, you
they
just get the stars.
They don't say what the data is, but they just say
it's so
it's hundreds of stars.
That was, so it is expressions.
Four,
oh my gosh,
four, 24. At, these are all numbers.
Yes, I love that too.
What is that? Why is that so funny?
That's so good.
I think it's because he's playing just that whole, oh gosh, that's serious. He's really relaying some serious so TED amazing. Talk information.
Well, it seems like it's going to be something, and then it's just not.
It is. And it's like these guys on Instagram and stuff, and everything is so cerebral and and this is it, and this is how the world works, and it's funny. The data shows, and blah, blah, blah. It's like,
This guy might be.
I know. It's
this guy might be just as accurate as any other.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Seriously,
that
lately,
space.
As Neil deGrasse Tyson, all
like
those guys.
He could tell me
we're
the same
all stardust,
thing.
Really. We're all stardust.
So
no,
us.
I think we're a little better than
I took. I took a class in college of astronomy. It's astronomy, right? Yeah, astronomy. Obviously, I pay attention. But at the end of it, like we spent 13 weeks learning all this stuff, and at the end, she says like, yeah. So we basically know like 5%. Of what's in just our solar system. And the other 95% is just dark matter we don't know.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, so you don't know anything. This class is completely pointless.
Right.
Yeah. You don't know anything. You just can, you, if you don't
you
know it, you
much?
Just throw it to dark matter.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Jackson's like, rant about the ocean. We only know.
Yeah.
We know less about the ocean, apparently.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem right.
Even like Big Bang, they're like a tiny particle exploded randomly.
Mm-hmm.
Created
now,
this.
Now all of this is here.
And then we say, well, I can't believe in God. You believe in the big spaghetti monster? No, I just don't believe nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Something really? It just goes straight to spaghetti monster? That's what it is?
I'm like, that takes a lot of faith, man. I mean,
yeah,
whatever.
Okay. Right. It's like, well, the more we're just learning more and more. Okay, you're learning it's more and more complex. So it's what? It's harder to believe in God? It's hard to believe in the supreme.
Isn't it weird? We've only, I think, discovered 5% of the ocean.
I think it's less than that, but I don't even know.
I personally have not even come close to 5%. I've gotten up to my waist in the ocean. That's about all I've gotten. I haven't even really looked in the ocean at all.
And like the same ocean, just over and over.
I mean, 100% of the oceans I have not really seen at all. I felt it with some of it with my toes. And that was just in the Gulf of Mexico, which is
and I get Fiji water sometimes, so I think that counts.
Right, that comes from the ocean, right? You guys are just great. I just love how we're gelling funny. Better. We're just getting better at podcasting. Can't you feel it? Oh, man. I didn't ask you, if we have any questions or anything. We haven't answered really any questions.
Oh, yeah. I guess you should ask people if they have questions.
Is that something that you could look
I saw
for?
One,
do you have questions
I saw
me?
One
we're
question
sorry, you did?
Yeah. I mean...
Wait, what?
I didn't make a reaction when I saw the question, but it was a question on one of your posts.
Okay, yeah.
It was, if you have French fries and you dump too much ketchup on it and it soaks it in ketchup to where it covers your fingers, will you still eat that French fry?
No.
Wait. If you're dumping while you're grabbing the French fry?
No, it's like first of all, they made a mistake in the question by assuming that I pour ketchup on my fries because I'm a dipper.
Right.
Yep.
But the question is,
once a dipper,
if you're like
a
pouring a package of ketchup on French fries and it dumps all of it on one accidentally, do you still consume that French fry?
No.
Like it's soggy.
Of course you do.
No.
Mm. Yes, you wring it out a little bit. You kind of whip off the excess.
You wring it out like a towel.
Yeah, just whip it.
Wait, I was turning down the air. What?
You don't
what
live?
Are you talking about French fries?
No, never.
He said if you're, okay, you have French fries and you're dumping out the ketchup, but then a bunch of ketchup falls on one French fry and douses it. Do you still eat that French fry?
No. It's the same thing with nachos and cheese fries. If it's, the nacho is at the bottom and it's just all cheese and it's soggy, I'm not eating
it. Dude, I get a fork and spoon and I shovel it into my face.
Never. Yeah, yeah.
That's the best. Exactly. It's like a soggy nacho and that's nice.
Okay, I'm going to throw this out there. Okay. If you don't have ketchup with your fries, you're a weirdo.
Sorry. Do not have ketchup with my fries.
Why do you say that?
If you have, what if you have other condiments?
Yeah, you know I don't either.
So I'm the only, so Libby and I are the only ones in that we're exempt from.
Do you just hate women?
You are,
what does the data show?
What's your problem?
Well, the data shows. Yeah. You're weird.
Out of all the sauces in the entire world, you'd take ketchup for your fries?
Yes.
Really?
Gross.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't give me this Chipotle ranch.
Yes.
You should,
or mustard.
You should tell the story of Steven and ketchup.
Steven and ketchup.
Was that Ben's story, maybe?
He goes, married.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So they were at a restaurant. My friend Steven just got married, and he was at a restaurant with my friends. And he's like been dipping his fries in the sauce all night. He's like, and the waiter comes up. He's like, I need to ask this waiter what this sauce is. And like eventually the waiter comes around and he goes, oh my gosh. This sauce is so good. What is it? He goes, it's ketchup.
Why did he think it was something else?
Sauce on what? What is it?
He was dipping his french fries in a sauce. And what for 2 hours, he didn't know that it was ketchup. So he asked the waiter what sauce it was.
What is this tomatoey sweet paste that you've brought me in this ramekin?
It was so funny.
Why do you think it was something else?
I don't know. Maybe it was homemade ketchup.
Well, his friend was telling the story at his wedding this past weekend.
Yeah.
And he like literally yelled, he goes, it was homemade. I was like, still just tomatoes.
Avocado boy.
I would, out of all the sauces, I think my favorite sauce is Red Robin has like a smoked barbecue sauce, campfire sauce. And that's pretty good.
It's pretty dang good.
And also honey mustard's good too. And Chick-fil-A sauce.
I like honey mustard, but I don't like Chick-fil-A sauce.
So.
Honey.
I can't help it. It's too sweet.
Wait, you don't like Chick-fil-A sauce?
I don't like it. Nope. Not at all.
Dad drank a thing of Chick-fil-A sauce the other day.
That has sugar in it, babe.
I did not drink it. Why do you turn on me, Judas?
You use your finger and
that's
you
your new
swiped
name.
It.
That's your new name. It's Judas.
What is she betraying?
How am I betraying you? I'm helping you.
Has the cock crowed 3 times?
I am Jesus. See, this is literally, I am telling you the truth in love and you hate me for it. So
there you go.
Well, you're telling me your truth, but it's not lining up with my truth, right?
Did you drink the Chick-fil-A sauce or not?
I didn't drink it. I may have stuck a finger in there and rooted around and pulled out some of that goodness, whatever that is.
Okay, whatever, so it's just a delicious technique, but concoction you still got it down your gullet.
Yeah, yeah. So what was it? It was a pour or a dip. You're right? Like, what does it matter?
You're on the stand or something.
Does it matter, Your Honor?
Matters.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, it's too sweet.
My fault. Best sauce ever.
Chipotle Ranch from Lion's Choice.
Yes.
Best sauce ever.
Ditto.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Well,
ditto.
Unbeatable.
Now I want all those things tonight.
Me too. I am hungry, that sounds so good.
What are you guys doing? You guys are having to leave?
Luke has his last softball game.
Your last game?
Yeah.
It's getting kind of chilly out there.
20 minutes.
It's nice. I love October softball, baseball.
Yes.
It's so great.
That is
it's like
great.
The best weather because you can run around and not really get that sweaty.
You guys like the fall? You dig in the fall?
I'm into it.
Like
mm-hmm. Luke loves the fall.
I didn't used to like it because that's when school started again. But now that I work through the summer too, it's just like a hot work, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now at least I can... I really like the fall. The weather's amazing.
Don't you like fall, Livy? You used to when you're little, yeah.
I love every season.
I love pumpkin stuff. I'm going to admit it. I do. It's
this
good.
Is what Jack said. He
Wait,
was
pumpkin
like,
flavor?
He wanted pumpkin. First, he ordered a coffee that you were getting. And
cold
then he's like,
pumpkin.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I need the pumpkin.
Yeah.
Why do people say they don't like the pumpkin?
Yeah. Okay.
Why is it bad to admit
pumpkin,
I love pumpkin? That's
pumpkin
what
spice
said.
Lattes
that's
are the Nickelbacks of coffee.
That's what he said.
I think
well,
that's
he didn't say that, but
good
he
take.
Loved that's
because
what he
it's fun. It's like you're cool if you don't like it, but everyone likes it.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah,
it's so good.
It is so good.
Let's knuckle back everything.
I like pumpkin pancakes. I love pumpkin pie.
Oh, it's that's what he so said. Good. He loves pumpkin pie. I didn't know that.
Pumpkin bread, pumpkin muffins.
Let's just have everything pumpkin at Thanksgiving.
See, like sometimes you make like people make fun of white girls for like their habits, but pumpkin spice lattes, like Starbucks, is it's very tasty.
Yeah,
and I'm sure Uggs and leggings are really comfortable.
I don't even know.
Yeah. So anyway,
did you say that Uggs are really comfortable?
Uggs and leggings are probably.
This is fair. Maybe white girls know what's going on.
I know. See, like people like maybe I don't like Justin Bieber. I don't like Ariana Grande. Like those, they make good songs.
Wait, is that a thing?
Nickelback.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's
nice.
That's slumping right there.
That's nice.
Well, it's midnight, them right, we're wound up too tight. I got a fist full of whiskey, the bottle just bit me.
Man, I can relate to that.
Pretty progressive.
You got a fist full of whiskey and the bottle bites you? I hate that.
That's wild, yeah.
The bottle done bit me.
Well, there's some songs. Man. It's weird with Nickelback, though, because I remember loving Nickelback when these guys were littler, and then I wanted the album, and then I was like, wait. I don't love all these songs on here.
Look at this
some
graph.
Of them are so different than other, but there's a lot of them I do like.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's I think we've come up with something today that people, that may be a good, like how, see, I got to get with my podcast or my podcast guys and ask them how we can, like, what is their, what was the name of it that we came up with? Your like Nicolas Cage, the Nickelback of,
yeah, like Nicolas Cage is
a Nickelback of movies. What was the food of
pumpkin spice?
Guy Fieri.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Oh,
Guy Fieri.
Is the Nickelback of coffee. Yeah. Guy Fieri is the Nickelback of chefs.
Food Network.
Yep.
Food Network.
Yep.
So if people can write in, maybe on Instagram or.
What is your Nickelback?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your personal Nickelback?
Yeah.
Yeah. That you think you're not
in whatever aspect of life it may be.
But you know you love it.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, I think this is the thing. People always make fun of old people. But old people know how to do it. They've been around for so long. They know.
Like you said, they reached the top of the mountain.
They did. Right?
They're seeing everything. Old people are the Nickelback of human beings.
Now, when you say old people, how are you talking here?
See? It works.
We watched this documentary this week.
About old people.
And it was called like... A
place of heaven?
A place.
Oh, we forgot to tell the kids.
A taste
kids.
Of heaven or a touch of heaven. It was about this community down in Florida with 130,000 retirees.
No.
You can
so
only
fun.
Be a retiree or whatever,
yes.
or over
but
65 to live here.
Like you're
but it's like
on your own and you're
it's like
dancing
a cruise ship, but it's this is where they live. This is their, it's 130,000.
That's crazy.
Like,
I think
that's
it's like California.
Amazing.
It's kind
yes.
of fun.
And it
dancing,
was
dancing, partying.
You should watch it because it's interesting.
That's so amazing.
And when you watch it, I thought it was something was wrong. And the thing that was wrong, it was like, to me, I think that everyone should be integrated together in some way, all ages, like families and age groups and things like that. It was just all retirees, old folk, older folk.
Yeah.
Whereas I think in the old days, everybody just grew up together and you just had all these perspectives and all these things.
Yeah, there was something missing. You
something
yeah.
was
well, you need
just
a little
not
bit of
right.
young. And then also well, like, young people need a little bit of old.
They were having
life.
Fun, but I don't think it was good 24/7.
That makes sense.
There's so many societies.
It'd be a fun retreat.
Yes, exactly.
It'd be
very
fun.
Much.
I don't want to live there.
Like societies like Japan and Italy, like, They're old people, like their grandparents, like live with them. Like they respect them. And I don't think we do it.
Normal.
We just like make fun of them now.
Yeah. Well, no, we want our parents. We have brought this up over the years. Like when we built our house out in Colorado, we're going to build a wing.
Yeah.
Or even my parents live in that. No, we're good. And even his parents
well,
were like,
why not?
Grammy's a free woman.
But also.
Well, it was more of a cellar. It was more like a, do we need them? Let's like.
No, it was going to be a nice little floor plan. But then even your parents are like, yeah, we're good over here. So maybe it's just us.
Yeah.
They don't want to live with us. But I'm just saying maybe there's something about that generation. I mean, I think it should kind of still be that way. Like, I don't mind even if the kids all lived here. I know they don't want to, but I'm just saying if it was more accommodating. Like our friends in San Antonio, they have four generations, well, almost five now, living in their home. The Martinez's. Yeah. So their grandma, great grandma's alive, grandma, mom, them, one of them has a baby.
Wow.
Dang.
So there's five generations in a really cool house, though. They got a cool setup on 10 acres, but
dang.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I that's one thing I wish we still had that they did in the past was that communal at least family communal living.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be total where you're all in the same house, but just where it's just closer and it's more fun.
Well, because when we go on vacations with like my side of family and then your guys' side of family, that's so fun because we actually get to live life with the people for a week.
Yeah.
Instead of just like seeing them on one occasion or something like that.
Yeah.
We had friends in Alaska who built a home in their backyard so their kids live there. And then actually the Swin Dolls did that too, where they kind of in Frisco, they have like a corner of a street where the Swin Dolls live and their kids live all right there on the same.
Swin Doll. All right, we got a caller. Swin Dolls. Yep, who is it? Oh, geez. Oh my gosh.
No way.
No way.
Grandpa?
Hi, guys.
It's Grandpa.
It's not Grandpa. Grandpa, you dummy. It's me.
It's Crumpa.
No, it ain't Crumpa.
What is it?
Is it Crumple?
It's Poopy.
What do you call him?
Tootsie.
Okay, I'll admit. I deserve that nickname. Yeah.
Grandpa? What you been doing?
Hey, Lydia, I was going to tell you, you don't need to be drinking all them LaCroix. It's bad for you. It'll eat up your stomach. Trust me, I know.
You're right.
I have holes in my stomach.
To prove it.
I'll show you the x-rays. They're up online. I put them up online. Tordye.com/ now and later. I'm being sponsored by now and later. That's what describes when I have to pee, now and later, pretty much. You get to my age, it just keeps coming out.
Grandpa, how long do you spend on a toilet each day?
I just have one permanently attached right now to my wheelchair. It's, you know, you never know when it's going to explode. You know, it's embarrassing, but I don't care. I'm at the age, I just don't care. You guys should just live your life. Don't worry about it. Do your thing. Luke?
So that was... That was you, Crapaw, at the park the other day, saying poopy to the trees.
That was you.
I might have been. I don't remember much. I was watching some kids play volleyball in the sand. I was like, gee whiz, they can jump. Those kids can jump, man. I was eating a popsicle.
What flavor was it?
I don't remember. I wasn't eating it. I was just kind of cooling myself with it.
Crapaw, what flavor popsicles do you like?
I like all flavors.
What's your favorite?
Root beer.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's brown. I just love the color brown. Growing up, we just had brown. We didn't have colors like our crayons and stuff. We had black and brown. That's the only crayon colors that we had, and we were happy. We used to draw a lot of sticks and Yorkies. I could draw a Yorkie like you wouldn't believe.
Sticks and Yorkies.
Because we just had black and brown.
What else do you spend your days with?
I don't know. I watch TV. And, I don't know. Sometimes I like to holler.
You like what?
Hollering. Just open my window and holler at people.
Big hollering?
Hey!
Oh, people.
Just keeping them, you know, just being real. Keeping it real.
Nice.
Yeah.
Grandpa, do you remember what you did yesterday?
Honey, I can't remember what I did before this call. To be honest with you. I mean, real honest.
Grandpa, if you got the invitation to go to Florida and stay at a retreat area with 120,000 elderly people just like you, would you do that?
In a minute. I'd go down there and shake my badonkadonk. I'd be like, badonkadonk.
What's your favorite song to shake your badonkadonk to?
I like that one, When the Sun Goes Down in My Side of Town. I'm feeling up to my door and the whole world turns blue.
What song?
I like Nickelback too. You guys talk about Nickelback.
Oh yeah!
I love it. Wow. Well, you remind me. I like to do karaoke down there. But I really am.
Do you sing that with your war buddies?
Do you sing that with your war buddies?
My war buddies.
Yeah, you were probably in the war, weren't you?
I was in the Iraq War.
Okay.
They put me out as a decoy. I think it was against Geneva Convention, but they used me as a decoy. I'm kidding.
we were talking about earlier, oh, the older grandparents should live with their kids. Do you do that?
Double hockey sticks, no.
Why?
Because kids are bleh.
Kids are bleh?
Overrated.
What's the data on that, Grandpa?
Let's go, Brandon.
Wow. You need to be censored.
Sorry.
Wait, can you explain Brandon to me?
Lily, it is very simple if you would watch the news. Oh, my goodness.
I don't watch the news.
I just made a mess. I gotta go.
Okay. Oh, crap.
Okay, bye. See you later.
Love you. No, he didn't say he loved me back.
Wow.
Whatever. Right. I guess it's our first time ever meeting. That's fine.
Oh, have you not met him yet?
Wait,
before?
Are we?
We've never met before.
He didn't even really interview him.
Really? I've just been
he just
a big
goes
fan.
Right into
oh, wait,
it.
Someone's calling I've back. Just been a someone's fan. Calling back.
What?
Love you, back.
Oh. Crabble. You really mean that?
He hurt you.
You think he meant it when he said that he loved me?
Crabble loves you.
You think he meant it? You think he did?
For sure.
Dad, look me in the eyes and tell me that he meant it.
He meant it. He's always loved you. He just doesn't, he's not very vocal with that. He's not like Luke where he's in touch with his feelings.
He's never used a microwave before.
All right, so we're going to do the microwave experiment?
Yeah, on our children.
On our children.
Oh, I thought you meant yourself, but don't say your kids either.
Oh, well, good job today, honey. We got some stuff done.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job today, Luke. Woke up at 10 and went to the grocery store.
We watched an hour TikTok. What's up?
Because we're adults.
Yeah, okay. We are. If you guys, once again, you're always welcome here to live here.
We bought
our own food.
Yeah.
Could have the old.
That's so
old
funny
upstairs.
About Spencer and us buying him snacks when he comes. That just
It's so true.
Can I
speak one more piece on this subject?
Sure.
Yes.
Growing up, we had great snacks because Spencer left. We no longer had great snacks. I would ask mom, can we get snacks? She goes, there are beans in the pantry and frozen fish in the freezer.
Oh my God.
And I was like, are you joking me? As an experiment, while Luke was over one day, I said, I'm going to ask my mom for snacks. I'm going to tell you exactly what she's going to say. She's going to say there's legumes in the pantry and there's fish in the freezer. I texted my mom. She goes, there is legumes in the pantry. There are pasta noodles in the pantry as well. And some
she
pasta
didn't say
sauce.
Legumes. I actually said
she
legumes
did.
Earlier, but I don't say legumes.
You did. And she goes, and there is frozen fish in the freezer. And I said, okay. Thank you.
What did you want to hear?
Is so
I
false.
Said, that's exactly what I wanted. Thank
I
you.
I said there was chicken nuggets and some beans.
No. This was a specific time. This was specific.
Open a can legumes. Of beans.
But she goes, that's apparent.
We have pasta noodles in the pantry. I was like, every human being should have pasta noodles in their pantry. I want a snack.
Mom, can we go to Dairy Queen? We have Baker's chocolate in the freezer. And we have a pound of sugar. I think that's the worst thing that a kid wants to hear is like, let's go to McDonald's. We have stuff at home.
Yeah. Yeah. You say that but though anyways, now.
That's my piece. I've spoken it.
Do you feel like you got it all out? Have you got it all out now?
It's all out. Yeah, I'm good now.
Luke, do you have anything? Any bitterness you want?
Oh, no.
Any
I
snacks?
Ate an entire half gallon of ice cream last night by myself. So I'm currently snacked out.
Oh, yeah. You're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
There are goldfish down there.
You will always
and
be welcome
Rice Krispie
here.
Treats. Dad wants you to live here.
False
no,
and
you
all.
Don't.
He did. He just said.
As a joke, though.
We could make the garage. We could make the carriage house into a cute loft house.
A cute bathroom.
With a kitchen and a loft.
Kitchen and all the legumes you can eat.
Just
it'll be like a legume dispenser, just right up there, anytime you want them. All right, you
no,
go.
I always wanted to do that at the old house though, Cottleville.
You like, did. A legume dispenser?
Instead of like the cereal dispensers at a hotel.
Hotel, just beans.
It's legumes.
Dried beans.
At the hotel?
Yeah, dried beans.
You said you wanted to do what at the old
at
house?
At Cottleville, I always wanted to build like another, you have to make it a garage in Cottleville for some weird reason. And we already had a huge garage, but I wanted to make one where it was into a house, like first for Keegan and Spencer to live in. Yeah. And you wanted it for your lawnmower. And I was like, wait a minute. Lawnmower. We got the biggest garage I've ever seen.
Bad boy needs a place to live.
Yeah. It had a place.
Let the bad boy run.
Let it breathe.
But that how big was our last garage?
1,800 square feet.
Yeah, see, we didn't need a garage for the
That's no. bigger than our lawnmower. House.
Well,
it's double the size of our house.
Work
our house. A little bit harder. We'll see what happens.
Well, it was
yeah, for now, I'm just going to go.
If we only buy beans, we could probably afford it.
You can perform jokes and write them on the internet and do them on people
and
like.
And when you get old, you go downhill and you tell bad jokes. But you have money, so it don't matter.
Knick-knack, paddywhack.
Give a dog.
Give
a frog alone.
Kick a kid in the teeth.
Give a frog a froggy.
Okay, I've heard just about enough out of you two. I'm serious. I'm done. Bye.